everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 22nd. We're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. And today's topic is patience. The quote is by St. Augustine. Patience is the companion of wisdom. Linda says, we live in an impatient world. We tap our feet nervously, bite our lips, jingle of the keys in our hands. We don't like to wait. And we don't wait gracefully. When something is bothering us, we want the answer now. Kind of reminds me of, you know, Veruca Salt. But Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa now. We want it now, not later. We rush into solutions that we haven't thought out well. Wisdom is like the bread dough. It needs time to rise. Yes, there's a difference between knowing and wisdom, knowing and understanding, and in between that space is clarity. And then the after effect is wisdom. Yes, and we become impatient. My question is, how much time is enough time before we can say, yeah, you know, I've given it enough time or it's been enough time. And then we can move from, all right, I've been patient to now, when's it going to happen? When, right? Or do we jump right into the impatience? So what is the definition of enough time? And giving us that pause to have the wisdom rise like the bread. Here's the quote of the day. I don't expect everything to happen right this moment, even though I sometimes wish it would. I think that when we take patience, we need to look at the circumstance, the situation, as well as maybe even things that are out of our control, as well as our own understanding of our areas of growth. So if we're constantly being impatient with everything, then that in itself is one area to explore. And like I mentioned just a moment ago, if we evaluate and when we evaluate, what is enough patience and what is enough time? What exactly does a reasonable period of time for you lawyers out there that are listening, give us a jingle at hello@PTSDandBeyond.org. We'd love to have you on to talk about the reasonable period of time. Or if you're a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a person with lived experience, and maybe you've explored this area of patience. I know I've explored the area of patience with mindfulness. What is enough time? How are we giving our solutions time to rise? How are we giving our wisdom time to rise? Because yes, like bread, doesn't happen over, you know, a period of a couple minutes when it comes to bread anyway. So how can we pause and be patient and not expect everything to happen right in this moment, even though sometimes we wish that it would? All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. What did you think about today's episode? Give us a subscribe. And whenever you do subscribe, then you know when the new episode drops. And as always, remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.